Everyone has a story. Everyone. It just takes the right person with a sense of caring and curiosity to ask the right questions with the right attitude to get people to open up and share their stories. And then it takes someone to share all those stories with the rest of us. Well, that someone is my next guest. Photographer Alex Soth has been publishing his irregularly published newspaper through his Little Brown Mushroom Publishing House. It's in St. Paul, Minnesota. Alex and writer Brad Zeller recently traveled through Michigan. The results, a new body of work entitled LBM Dispatch Michigan, with a limited edition paper and series of 68 new photographs by Alec, now on exhibit at the Cranbrook Art Museum in Bloomfield Hills. So let's see how Michigan looked to the eyes of a traveler. Photographer Alex Soth joins us now from Minnesota. Welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So what brought you and Brad to Michigan? What was your mission?
Well, it all started, I have this exhibition up at Cranbrook, and this is a traveling exhibition, which was originated in Minnesota. But as it's moving around, I thought, wouldn't it be interesting to create new, fresh work that could be exhibited alongside this work from the previous 10 years and sort of do a pop-up exhibition with these fresh stories, this fresh take on this place. And the truth is, I knew very little about Michigan. You know, I'm a hardcore Midwesterner, but but I didn't know the state well, and so this provided an opportunity to go on a little adventure.
So it was that adventure ran through like late October into early November.
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks long, yeah. And this is the third such trip that Brad and I have taken on, and this is kind of experimental, very fluid process where we go on these 2 week road trips with an assistant, and then publish a paper of the journey a mere week after the production. So, and alongside that, with Cranbrook, we produced a pop up exhibition, also within a week after having completed this trip. So it's almost like a crazy endurance marathon.
So where did you travel to? You tried to get off the main highways, didn't you, and get into all kinds of towns?
Yeah, that's always the goal. I mean, there's this kind of cliche about America that it's all strip malls and, Olive Gardens and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it doesn't take much driving off the freeway to discover, the strange, rich, nuanced, country, which is varies so that, Michigan can look very different than Minnesota. And in fact, one of the great things about this journey is that I realized just how varied Michigan was. Brad and I started, coming from Minnesota, we went north and up through the UP and then circled down through the middle of the state down to Detroit and then westward from there. And just saw so much variation. I mean, radical variation. I mean, if you think about, the UP and Detroit,
yes,
it's quite a contrast.
Certainly. And so give us your sense of the kind of people you talk to. And I was struck with Brad's essay with how impressed he was with what he called the love that people you talk to had for Michigan.
Absolutely. It was notable. And something, very peculiar for me, because I'd never been to the UP whatsoever, and I feel like, Wisconsin is more connected to it than Michigan. I mean, and so, you talk to some kids, and they talk about what they want to do when they grow up, and it's not that they want to go live in Green Bay, which is not far away. They want to go to Detroit. Mm. And so there is this kind of state pride, which I think is great, actually. It's, I deal with a foreign audience very often. My work is often exhibited overseas. And there's this sense that America is this one thing, and it's not. It's so fragmentary, and state identity is part of it, and there is a real love of the state of Michigan, for sure.
And you found that even in challenged places like Flint and Saginaw and Detroit, you found hopeful people.
Yeah, I mean, it goes both ways. Yeah. It's, you know, and I should say that these pictures were made right before the election.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of hovering over this whole project. And we kind of thought of it as this election issue, but we didn't want to be overly explicit about that. And what was interesting is that the people that we talked to and photographed weren't overly explicit about it either, despite all of the media hype. They might talk, hopefully, or you know, despairingly of what's happening economically. But it wasn't so tied to politics. It was tied to, you know, very real life issues.
And you and Brad endeavored to talk to politicians and business people, and one might just say the wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go?
Yeah, it was a struggle. I mean, this is one of the great problems that I deal with as a photographer, is that, you know, so often people look at my work and they say, "Wow, you seem to focus more on, you know, underprivileged communities." And the fact of the matter is, if you're driving around meeting with strangers, it tends to be people on the lower end of the economic spectrum who are sitting out on their porches. People with wealth often, you know, have fences up. And so sort of penetrating those fences can be challenging. At the time of this trip, it was almost bizarrely challenging, where it seemed like, you know, in the least threatening way possible, we would approach people and just have huge issues. And in fact, there was a sense that in this pre-election time, it was the wealthy that was sort of more aware of election politics and the way they might be identified or personified or what have you.
And concerned with that.
Yeah, and concerned with that, when in fact we didn't have a great agenda. We just wanted, you know, diversity in the portrayal. And you know, this election for me was so much about the kind of radical divide in the economic strata. I mean, and you know, all the talk of the 1%, the 99%, the 47%, and in fact, you know, I just felt that time and time again. On this trip, and particularly, you know, in the Detroit, you know, area there with Bloomfield Hills, where we were staying, and where Cranbrook is, and that this community could reside so close to this other community is fascinating, and just sort of intoxicating from a journalistic perspective.
In the piece that Brad, your partner Brad, wrote, mm-hmm. He had a wonderful line that says, "Dignity dies hard," and it was describing your encounter with an old man on the east side of Detroit. Can you share that with us?
Yeah, we met. We were driving around Detroit, and I have to say that in Detroit, we were really concerned about how to portray the city, because particularly in photographic circles, It's almost become a cliche, you know, this sort of ruin porn,
yes,
as it's called, and we were both kind of wary. How do we deal with this? And one of our thoughts was the fact that we start in the UP, nature, and we come to Detroit and this city, which, you know, there's a big push of a sort of return to nature,
mm-hmm.
and the urban gardening and what have you, and so we thought we would focus on that. And And we were driving around, and we met this man, Howard, who was working in this asparagus patch at a community garden. And it was another case where, you know, you just drive up, you talk to a stranger, and the warmth that a total stranger can have, where they don't necessarily ask, you know, what this is for, what our agenda is, and just sharing a part of their life and a part of their story. It was really meaningful.
What do you feel that your photographs say about Michigan and its people, Alec?
Boy, you know, I'm a photographer. I look at the world. I look at the exterior surface of the world and try to figure out what's going on underneath. But I don't necessarily know any more than the next guy. And I'm wary as a photographer of sort of making any great proclamations. What I will say is that America, you know, the United States, Michigan as well, is a profoundly sort of rich territory to look into. It's like I don't need to travel across seas. There's as much interesting things for me to look at in Flint as there is in, you know, Bangladesh. But that said, there is room for despair. I mean, at what's happening economically in this country, and I could see that all over Michigan as well.
Alec, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Alec Silth's photo exhibit is now showing at the Cranbrook Art Museum in Bloomfield Hills through March 30th, and Alec will be giving a lecture at Cranbrook. That'll be Sunday, January 27th at 3 p.m., and we'll put a link to Cranbrook's site on our website at michiganradio.org so you can get all the details on the exhibit and Alec's lecture.